Father, in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful, God, how you do. You care for us. You're so good to us. Oh, I do say how you preciously spoil us. Oh, glory to God. It's so wonderful. Oh, Lord, and thank you, God, that we're learning to just open our hands, Lord. Oh, at that precious throne of grace and how you just put the treasure in. Lord, you do. You just lay it up in us. Hallelujah, God. Oh, what a vault we are of the mighty, precious riches of your grace. Lord, I thank you, God, how you're working this in us, Lord. You're performing that good work in us that you have begun. And Lord, you are the one. We are your workmanship. And we thank you, Lord. We're seeing these things, God. You've enlightened the eyes of our understanding. And Lord, help us to want more and more and more of you. And God, you brought us here, and hallelujah, in Jesus' name, we know you're in the midst of us, God. You're here, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we do, we live by faith, and here we are, feasting at a table spread for us, God. Oh, let it be strong meat today. God, hallelujah, you've given us the teeth, let us feast on it, let us eat it up. God, we know it's sweet to the mouth, and yes, you've told us it will be bitter to the stomach, but hallelujah, if we suffer together with you, we'll also be glorified together with you. Lord, what a time to come, but help us to redeem the time now. Lord, thank you again that you're well pleased, because by your grace, it's all about your Son, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we know that we're in the midst of Labor Day. And what a weekend it is, and it's a nice little holiday. And I'm thankful for what Labor Day means and stands for in some respects in this country. One of the greatest attributes of why this country is so great is because of the work ethic of its people. And it is commendable. And I'm thankful that for really well over a century, we have been known as the hardest working, the most productive, the most innovative nation in the world. God has been good to us. Yes, God has blessed America. And there has been many benefits that we enjoy and are privileged to enjoy that very few others, and I really do believe, like no other country, there really has ever been. But I want you to know this, and most people don't know, that the Bible tells us that work is a gift from God. A lot of people think it's a curse from God. But work is a gift from God. You'll read that, and it's for His people, see. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 will tell you, chapter 5, Proverbs 14:23 hits it right on the head. And then not only is that work a gift, God, He equips His people. He has already prepared His people for the work that God has brought them to do, which is so wonderful how He has always done that. In Exodus chapter 31, divinely showing how the tabernacle that needed to be built, that God had called them to do, the Lord had already prepared those that would work upon that tabernacle, whether it was in the metals or the woods or however it was to be. God divinely gave them the wisdom, the knowledge, and praise God, the power to perform that good work that God wanted to be performed. Now, also about work, it's not only for the benefit or the good of the worker, it's also for others as well. And you will read that too in Exodus 23, Deuteronomy 15, and even in Ephesians in chapter 4, somewhat in there, some of the natural things that we can take from it. But what I guess I'm getting at a little bit here today, but God again is the one that gives us the power of understanding, is that the Lord has so privileged us with this attitude, this encouragement, God has made man this way, and especially for his people. But those, brothers and sisters, that shy away from this, those that shy away from work, oh, sometimes people think that they're fooling one another, that they're putting something over on somebody. But I'll tell you something, you'll never put one over on the Word of God. You'll never do that. See, there's privilege and benefit over and over in yielding to God. And one is in this working. It says in Ecclesiastes 5:12 that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Did you know that? Absolutely. Let me tell you something. You go out and do a good hard day's work there, you know, oftentimes, man, you hit the pillow, you're out. And yet the opposite of that in Proverbs 26, it tells, as a door turns on its hinges, so does the slothful upon his bed. Oh, didn't like that, huh? How about Proverbs 21:25? The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. It catches up with you, doesn't it? God's word is true. And we need to listen to the word of the Lord. You can see our whole world is accelerating against the things of God. God has told us it is good to work. But on the other hand, it also tells us that the man who's solely after building bigger barns and bigger barns and bigger barns has wasted his life just the same. So really the question might be, so what is the laboring that God is after in our lives? Open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 4. And as the word of the Lord always does, it answers every question, praise be to God, that we have in our lives. Because again, he has prepared it before we've even got to it. But in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11, it says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So it tells us very clearly there, we're laboring to enter into that rest, laboring to enter into, praise be to God, God's very rest. Now, man takes that often and says, okay, well, then it must be that if I do as many good deeds as I can, then that's going to have me to rest. If I just do a whole bunch of good things for everybody and really just give of myself all the time, that's going to make me rest because I'm going to feel good in what I have done. How about this? We'll talk about churches. Or whatever, when we get together, we have a Ten Commandment list up on the walls all over the place. And we're thankful that we have that. And we go ahead and we just check them off as they're accomplished in our lives. And we feel good about that. And then we can enter into the rest of God. Now we know that those poor children in the wilderness and all they went through, it didn't work that way, did it? Oh no. Only God again could give them rest. But we could even go further, brothers and sisters, in our works of our flesh. We can say, and I've seen God's precious people, well, I know I have a calling. And I'm going to be this teacher or this pastor or this missionary or whatever it is. And then I'm going to have that rest and that peace because I did something for God. And I will assure you, because it's of the Word of God, you will never enter into that rest. You won't. Because all of that that we just talked about, and really that hits every portion of our lives, no matter how we're going about to do it, it's in our own strength. And in our own strength, there will never be rest. In our own ability, there will never be peace. In our own will, brothers and sisters, there will only be destruction, despair, a lot of guilt, and a whole life of, wow, I wish I had let God. And that's the truth. But see, brothers and sisters, God still is faithful, and he encourages us. And if we will just settle down for a moment, I think how we just run around and run around, and I will have to say sometimes, like poor old Martha, and again, what a precious sister. We're not trying to pick on her each Sunday, so don't go there. But I do like to magnify the better part. And there was precious Mary. She settled down. She sat at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus said, don't disturb her. She's chosen the better place. Because she was still and was listening to the voice of the Lord. She was pouring out herself to God, letting Him direct, letting Him, praise the Lord, lead her and encourage her, that it wasn't of her works anymore. It was all, Lord, You take control. Now, as the Word of God always does, praise His name, He does answer us in everything. But as we often do, brothers and sisters, we try to take one verse out of context, like I just did with that precious 11th verse, and say, well, there it is. That's how you enter into rest, is you got to labor for it. But if you just read the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to rightfully divide the Word, and oftentimes it's just in the verse or two before. And it just so happens it is the same way today. If you go over here and we'll start reading from verse 9, it says in that same fourth chapter of Hebrews, before you twisted everything around, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. See, it's always there. It doesn't move because it's God. It's the rock. It's there for you. It's already been endowed and given to you because of the life of Christ that lives in you. It's there. Do you want it? Praise God, I want it. I like this rest, praise God. For he that is entered into his rest, verse 10, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. Do you realize the example that God gave to us when he ceased on that seventh day after everything was done and everything was made and he realized it was wonderful and why he rested? Because it was in the hand of his Son. It was all given to his Son. All power, all everything. It just doesn't appear yet to us that everything is done. He hasn't taken the throne as God. We know that. But he saw that everything was in his Son. Our Father, God the Father, taking rest because he knew that everything was right because it's in his Son. Get that. How preciously simple it is. God says, this is my very rest. Don't you want the rest of God? Do you think God is anxious for anything? Do you think God worries about anything? Do you think God is flustered or frustrated? Oh, I wish it could go that way. You'd say, no, that's nuts. Well, where is God's rest? It's in his Son. He sees that it's in his Son. And that's what he's given to us. It's in his precious Son. You see how divine and how precious and how intimate the Godhead is? It shows us through example that Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, he became flesh. He was tested and tried in every manner as a man, but without sin, because he's very God. How precious. And that same rest. It's just like Jesus said, the peace that I give to you, the peace that I leave unto you, it's not just some great peace that I made. It's my peace. This is God's rest. And he's given that to us. It remains. It cannot go anywhere else. It's there. And it will never change because God's rest is in Jesus. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, how awesome. Praise God. His promises are yea and amen. Praise his name. So see, brothers and sisters, I quoted that to a guy one time. And this happens often too, and I'm sure it's happened to you as well. You mean it says that in the Bible? And I think, well, yes, it does. And, well, what's that mean? Just what it says. Stop your self-righteousness. Stop your running around. Stop and cease of you and let God. And again, it's that mind thing. Well, how do I do that? It's by knowing the Word of God and knowing who you are in Christ. The lie is all about us. God has put us in this world where the power and the prince of this air is no other than Satan himself. It's the greatest battle there's ever been. It's the most incredible fight there's ever been, the fight of faith. But the victory's already been won. The outcome is already done. And by faith, if we will look into this word and believe it and understand that it is our life, the power, the confidence, the supernatural life that you will live. You already have it. If you're a Christian, you have this life. That is your life, but you'll live this life. God, help us to wake up to it. God, help us to understand who we are in Christ. And see, this isn't, again, shining us or building us up. It's praising Him. It's thanking Him. It's the gratitude to Him, because that's the only thing that pleases God is faith. It's not my works of self-righteousness. It's not all the good deeds and all the things that I can do to, well, I'm going to better so-and-so's life and I'm going to do this. Would you please just sit at the feet of Jesus, and I'll tell you what, He will make you beyond what you ever thought you could be. He'll cause you to be a vessel. He'll cause you to be a Sea of Galilee that will teem with fruit. The things that He'll do with your life, the ones that He will feed with your life. You'll be a joint that will cause an increase. Praise God, a supplying to the other joints of the body. I can testify of this. There was times in my life I thought, you know, I was a tender kid, but I'd like to do more and help this and help that. And it's a good thing, but it misses God's best. And then finally, when you cease from your own life, what God can do? Oh, what God can do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is our life. This is who we are. Now, you'll tell people these kinds of things about waiting on the Lord and to cease of you, and you know how we can get stiff-necked and smart-alecky with God, and oh, He's so tender and mercy. Well, am I just supposed to sit around? Just wait on everything. Oh, my goodness. You know, here's the labor He wants from your life. In 2 Timothy 2:15, if this will be the truth of our lives, brothers and sisters, if this will be, by God's grace, our desire of believing Him, it all comes from this. This is so specific, and as He tells us, this precious laboring that He wants in our lives, and what fruit will come from that. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study. And that word is labor. It's a laboring. Isn't it interesting how, as Christians, and I guess maybe I'll just talk of myself, we can come to church, we can sit through sermons sometimes, we can do lots of things, but man, to read my Bible. Do you see what a miracle of Christ in you is? You like my English? But it's the truth. I don't know how to get it across any plainer. It's against our nature. We don't want to have anything to do with it. We can have lots of thoughts of good this and good that and good these things. But when we're talking about really hearing the Word of God and really wanting to know the Word of God, man, it's tough. But God. See, but God. Come on now. See, this is, again, reality of who we are in Christ and who we are but for God and what dwells in any of us. And if you think in yourself, oh, I love to know the Word of God, it's not truth and love that you're knowing. You might be knowing the Word, but it's in hammering. It's in walking around proud. Well, I know this. No, you'll understand the more you know the Word of God that you don't know a thing. And that's the truth. because that's the faith as a child. Praise be to God. There's so much more all the time. Oh, brother, I've heard that message. I know that message. I'll be ready. My goodness, could you imagine how cavalier it would have been proposing to brothers your wife that way? Getting down and saying, oh, honey, I love you. This wedding day that we're going to have, and praise God, sure, I'll take that ring. I'll see you. Don't call me, but I'll be around. Well, honey, but I got things to do. I know you love me, but, you know, we'll get together. Don't worry. That's nuts. It's nuts for you to think that if that's your cavalier attitude with the Word of God, that you're going to be ready for the trump. That's the truth. This is His proposal to you. It is. It's a love letter that it takes the Holy Ghost, to woo you with it. That's why it says that the Comforter would come, and when He does, which He has, praise the Lord. We live in that time. Isn't that wonderful? I'd love to see the triumph of the children in the wilderness. I'd love to see, praise God, Elijah and Elisha and all of those miracles. How wonderful. I'd love to have been there when Jesus walked and gave those precious messages and things of that nature. But I would not trade it for the life that I now live by faith. Oh, we live in the time. We live in the time of His coming. We live in the time of the bridegroom is about to appear. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, we are so blessed. We are so rich. This is the moment. This is the greatest time of faith. This is it. This is what pleases God more than anything. Faith in the most holy faith. My goodness, we're in the most wicked time. They've turned away. They're mocking God. You cannot say Jesus without causing a riot. They fire you. You can't have it in the schools. It's all of these things that are going on. And yes, it's sad, but I say, hallelujah! Jesus is coming. Don't you see it? It's all over here, brothers and sisters. This one little remnant, praise God, it's there, it's ready, that rib portion, everybody's asleep. They're caught up in the fight of, well, we're going to have this cause or we're going to have that cause. And this makes us feel good. And we can get really political because God's behind this party or that party. God's behind one, and that's His Son. Get over all that stuff. It's so wonderful. See, that's the sleeping pill. For Christians, you get caught up into those things. That's not even a good. And my goodness, I want to run through good and through acceptable. I want to be dwelling in the perfect will of God. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to transpire in our lives, brothers and sisters, without the word of His grace. That's it. This is how it is because the Bible tells us that. It's not because somebody thought of this or created this in a sense of man. This is the word of the Lord. Praise His name. Now, this precious verse here in 2:15 where it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Labor for that. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. That is not just for pastors. That is not just for teachers. My goodness, brothers and sisters, if you're a Christian here today, you and I have got to get this, that our life lives one way, and that is by faith, and that is this precious word. And all I can say, shouldn't you know your life? Think of the things we study. Think of the things we go after. Yeah, it should be quiet. Shouldn't you know who you are in Christ? Isn't that what it is about? Understanding what pleases God? Knowing the Word of God is not for Bible trivia. You've heard me say that. It's our life. The Word of God is our food. It's our water, It's the very air we breathe. We live by faith. Now, I'm not here to tempt God, but I know it wouldn't be hard for him. You could shut me up in a container, and you could take all the air out of there and say, well, he's going to die. Watch. If God wanted to preserve me, he'd preserve me just fine because I live by faith. Do you believe that? I do. He did it in a furnace. He did it in a lion's den. He did it when that spirit of life that man thought was life came out of Lazarus. And he said, honey, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. And he sprung. Hallelujah. See, he just said, come forth. Everybody would have come forth, huh? But no, he was speaking to that brother. Isn't that awesome? Oh, we got to know, praise God, who we are in him. Brothers and sisters, believing the word of God is our life. Believing the word of God is your life. It's your joy. It's your peace. It's your rest. It's your strength. It's just who you are. And apart from it, that's not your life. You can try to reason that something is. You can try to combat God in telling him, this is how it is. It'd be as crazy as me going up before a court and saying, I'm a dog. Ruff, ruff. I could even smell like one if I tried. And they could say, well, you're a nut. You're crazy, you're whatever you want to say, but I'm sorry, Jesse, you are not a dog, you're a human. Okay, children of the King, born of God, the seed that remaineth, sons of God. Why are we arguing with him? Why do we want to wrestle with him? Surrender. Praise God. What a surrendering it is. Yes. That when we're tested and tried and tempted, and it's not because of my memory. I've known a lot of people that can memorize a lot of scripture that didn't know one thing about it. And that's the truth. And that's not an excuse to not know the word of God because you're just as in as helpless a state. But I'm talking about the Holy Ghost power to live by it is written. And not just written on a page, even though I love that. But I love that it's written on me. See, this word, Jesus Christ, lives in me. So it is there. It's just growing up into it to understand what the word is, what it means, the power. And you talk about dynamite power. My goodness. There's ones living that today. And it's so incredible against such odds as the world calls it. But there's no odds to God. Victory's been won. The way of escape has already been made. And praise be to God, we know this, brothers and sisters. This, again, is our life of faith. And see, we start living that life of faith. We understand as we go on that we thought that these certain things that have maybe haunted us all of our lives, called lies. But no, brother, that's part of me. I've been like this for so long. No, as you understand and you begin to live by faith and understanding the power of God, it's amazing one day that weight that you've just been carrying around that's been this lie, you'll say, thank you, Jesus, I just set it down. This last one really hard, Lord. And I just set it down. You cannot do that. Your power of positive thinking will always fall short. Your group of friends like Job will never help you. The accountability club does not work. It's not by might, not by power. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Okay, now, praise His name. We'll close it up. Brothers and sisters, this is our birthright, this word. Isn't that wonderful? It's precious. But see, it's not just a birthright for our inheritance someday. Even though there's precious promises of that, it's wonderful. I'm talking about our birthright of who we are and the riches we can live right now. But see, we'll never grow into that without Paul's gospel. We'll always be like children, like servants running around the palace and as opposed to saying, "Thank you, God, I own the place." Oh, brother, you best not say that. I want to say that because it pleases God. That is your dirty self-righteousness. It really is to say, "Oh, that wouldn't be appropriate to say." Huh? Oh, I thank the Lord. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Yes, and I will say this. I hear many people, well, you know what it says of that one company in heaven, and it's precious. They cast their crowns before the Lord. And thank the Lord that they do that because of that company, that's what they are encouraged to do and they will do. But I want to be a part of a company that says, "Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." That's a wedding company. It's a ring. And I never wanted my wife to cast her ring before me. I wanted her to always to hold it and to cherish it and to say, "Honey, I'm yours." And I say to her, "Honey, I'm yours. And this is ours. And this is ours. And this is ours." I don't know how God did that except in His Son. I don't know why God did that except that it's just because of His love. I quit trying to figure that out and to mull it around in my mind why He would ever feel that about me. But then I said, "No, but Jesus lives in me. So you know what? All things are possible. And I know that in this word, praise be to God, I can grow up into Him in all things." And His perfect love is causing me to walk without fear. You're precious people. You are so precious to God. He wants you for His own. He wants you shut away to Him. He's called you and He's chosen you. This is a message, praise God, and vessels that He has prepared before He ever set a star in heaven, that He saw us in Christ to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. Philippians chapter 3, Brother Paul says in verse 7, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Again, such a precious vessel in the Word of God. One so mighty in the Scripture, so used of the Lord. But yet he said, "But all of those things that were gained, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Brothers and sisters, our laboring in ourself will never, never, never get us good credit with God. It'll only hurt His heart. The only thing by God's grace that we should be laboring is, "Lord, for more and more of Your grace. More and more of Your grace. Lord, I want to study to know more and more of Your grace."
I want to be found only in your Son. I want to only be pleasing because, God, it's only because of your Son and because of his work in my life and that life of Christ that lives in me. Oh, my. And you talk about, brothers and sisters, of his great love with what he has endowed and enjoined us to. We heard about that last week. My goodness, all God is waiting for. Come on in here, honey, and take it all. All the grace, all the time, for all things. And what has he promised us? Oh, there is a work that'll come out of your life. There is a laboring that will appear. And it comes from glory to glory. It's a laboring, praise God, of the good work that he will perform and complete in us, brothers and sisters. It's a work that the Word of God encourages and says, oh, this word of my grace will build you up. And I believe I'm looking, by his grace, at many of those jewels, hallelujah, in that New Jerusalem. And what a building she's going to be, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor forever. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what we see in your beautiful Son. And Lord, thank you again for the grace upon grace that's causing us to know the love of Christ. And in knowing the love of Christ, oh, the faith that increases. God, help us not to draw back, but Lord, help us to just increase these steps, Lord God, all throughout the throne room of grace. Lord, allowing the Holy Ghost to take the things of Christ and show them unto us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.